Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Happy day today, Kelly. Good morning.
Hello.
Clean out your computer day, National Poop Day, Ferris Wheel Day. Oh, yeah. And it's
Poop Day?
Yeah, National Poop Day.
How exactly do we celebrate that?
It's basically the observed after the Super Bowl.
Okay.
It's to clean out yourself.
All right.
From all the stuff that you ingested yesterday.
Okay.
And then, yeah, Valentine's Day today. So hopefully, is anybody getting or planning on proposing today? Because
I don't think they're going to call and tell us that before they do it.
Well, I mean, if they're a random number and they texted us, they could do that. 502-571-9970. I will say that this is the anniversary of the date that I could have proposed, because the jeweler that I got my engagement ring from for my wife was able to get me the ring. They were like, "We got it for you by Valentine's Day." I was like, "Okay, great." And my wife and I, you know, my girlfriend, who's now my wife, we were living long distance at the time. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, all right, well. And so for the next couple months, I would like bring the ring with me whenever I would like go into town and see her or wherever I'd be around her in case, you know, the mood struck to propose.
That's kind of dangerous. I mean, you ran the risk of losing that thing.
I ran the risk of losing it. There were a couple times that, you know, she almost found it before, you know, I was ready to propose.
Oh, gosh.
But yeah, I didn't do it on Valentine's Day, but not because my jeweler didn't get me the ring in time, because they were really excited. They're like, "Oh, we got it for you in time for Valentine's Day." I was like, "Okay, great." and it just, it wasn't me. But I mean, there were a lot of, obviously there are a lot of people who do get that romantic itch this morning, or, you know, on Valentine's Day, and will get proposed today, you know, on Valentine's Day today. Have you ever?
Right. Because it's easy, I think, to kind of pull off a surprise like that, because they're already expecting like a romantic gift.
Mm-hmm.
But then they might not be expecting a proposal.
Yeah, a proposal, a ring. Have you ever witnessed a proposal? Like at a...
Yeah, our conference room.
At a restaurant or... Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, with Charlie Puth.
In front of Charlie Puth.
Right. Yeah, that... I've witnessed one at a restaurant before. And it was down, you know, a little ways away, a few tables away. But, you know, it was one of those things where it was like, "Oh, look at that." And then we all just like... You just saw me clap.
Oh,
yeah.
Two people are pledging to spend the rest of their lives together. That's great.
Oh, yay. Waiter,
I need more water.
I need more water. Bring me another drink. Obviously, last night was the last football game of the season between the Los Angeles Rams and the Cincinnati Bengals. It was a win for bettors, because the spread was 4 points. And the Bengals covered the spread. So, or the Rams did not cover the spread. They ended up winning 23-20. So, 4 points was needed to cover the spread. And they did.
Very exciting.
Yeah. Cooper Kupp, MVP. City of LA was a big winner on that. Losers were, obviously, the Cincinnati Bengals. So... tough loss for a lot of people around these parts, as there are a lot of Bengals fans in the area. I was rooting for them, being an Ohio kid. So, you know, it was one of those things where it was like, man, the Rams, they had the opportunity. They had the position to win the game at the very end. And that's really what you want, you know, as a football team to be in that position. And they took it, and they, you know, scored when they needed to. So
it's tough for lots of Bengals fans, even tougher for you, as you will suffer some consequences today.
There was a Wheel of Dares bet placed on the outcome of this game. Kelly,
not by my choice, sir. Really not my fault. You chose this.
So yeah, so that's going to happen around 8:30. That's something that you'll have to check back for or watch the socials later on today to see how that all went, because more than likely, you won't be listening when the Wheel of Dares actually happens a little bit later on. So that's coming up. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Happy Valentine's Day. Hopefully you are not one of the, 6% that absolutely despises this day. And
I know.
Doesn't love Valentine's Day. I will say that it looks like candy is the most common gift that is going to be given today.
Yep. I got my little heart of assorted chocolates.
Did you really?
I did.
All right. All right.
And flowers. And a gift card.
All right.
I'm blessed.
The least wanted gifts today. So if these are on your list, or if you are thinking about giving your loved one any one of these, maybe you should reconsider. Gym membership, tools.
Oh, gosh. Somebody give on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. A gym membership, tools, kitchen appliances, and the stuffed animals. So
out of that list, though, stuffed animals is probably most romantic. The rest of them, no sir.
So anyways, coming up next, maybe some jokes. It's You Laugh, You Lose, and we'll toss in a few, sprinkle in a few, because hashtag love, hashtag Valentine's Day. But you know, honestly, there aren't a lot of great Valentine's Day jokes. That
there's not a lot.
No, not really. And then a setting the bar story on the way in about 20 minutes.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, the fanfare means it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I spit our best jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It is all tied up, Kelly.
Oh, the pressure is on me to regain my commanding lead. And that's such a beautiful trophy right there, isn't it?
That's right. It is the world-famous You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy.
It's the taped-on label that really makes it unique and priceless in my eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, it is tied up, and first person who laughs loses. I don't remember who got the victory. It would have been me getting the victory yesterday, because I haven't had a lead in this game in what seems like over a year.
Yes. It's been a while. This could be your lucky day, Sparky.
Never know.
It's a little Valentine's theme.
I mean, okay. All right,
we're sprinkling them in. Just a little sprinkle.
All right, so losers go first.
Okay, you ready?
Uh-huh.
Who always has a date on Valentine's Day, Ben?
Who?
Calendar.
Yeah, that whole idea of Valentine's Day jokes are going to get old pretty quickly.
Uh-huh.
Why did the sheriff lock up her Valentine?
Why did the sheriff lock up her Valentine?
He stole her heart.
Boom.
Hey, can we get those out of the way?
I got just a couple more. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Why would Forrest Gump be a good Valentine?
Why?
He'd probably gift a box of chocolates.
I told my neighbor I was too scared to grow an apple tree. You know what he said to me?
What'd he say?
Grow a pear!
I like that. An armed man, Ben, ran into a real estate agency and he shouted, "Nobody move!"
Mm-hmm.
It's a real estate agency. People buy houses and then move.
Gotcha.
Nobody move!
That was good.
Yeah.
Kelly, why were the Forks disappointed on Valentine's Day?
Why were the Forks disappointed on Valentine's Day?
All they wanted to do was spoon.
Adorable.
Thank you.
Cute, cozy. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Husband said, my wife asked me if I'd seen the dog bowl. He told her no. I didn't know he could.
Probably would bowl better than I do.
Probably.
Dog has something to say about that, too.
They were upset about that one.
Did you hear they've been... Oh, I'll wait for that one. My favorite childhood memory...
What's your favorite childhood memory?
My favorite childhood memory is building sandcastles with my grandpa.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. Of course, until my mother took the urn away from me.
Oh, wow.
Do you laugh, you lose.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was solid. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm?
How can you save money on Valentine's gifts?
How?
Become single.
Ah, smart. Kelly, roses are red.
Uh-huh.
Violets are blue.
Yeah.
If he's busy on Valentine's Day,
yeah,
the side chick is you.
Solid. Solid. Did not see that coming. Solid.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Got drunk yesterday, threw up in the elevator. Disgusting on many levels.
Ah, yes. Kelly, did you hear they've started giving Viagra? Repeat that. Kelly, did you hear they've started giving Viagra to men in their retirement home?
I did not hear that.
Yeah, so it just keeps them from rolling out of bed.
Great. Logistics. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What did the couple say after they were struck by Cupid's arrow?
What?
Ouch. It's an arrow.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. I decided to stop calling the bathroom John, renamed it Jim. I feel so much better saying I went to the gym this morning.
Oh, I like that. That's cute. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Butch, Jimmy, and Joe.
Butch, Jimmy, and Joe who?
Butch your arms around me, Jimmy a kiss, and let's Joe.
Kelly, what do you call a potato with a wiener?
What?
A dictator. Oh, God. You were trying to hold your breath.
Oh, my gosh, I'm crying.
That's not even fair. That's not even fair. Just holding your breath.
Oh, I couldn't breathe.
All right.
Oh, it was a long time to hold out.
Got
oh.
It. Congratulations.
Oh, the dictator. Oh, I'm never going to look at a potato.
No.
Oh, that's always going to look different to me.
Okay. Well, there
oh,
you go.
Oh, wow.
You regained the lead once again.
I did.
Enjoy it.
Did you almost? Is that the one that you did a little too early almost?
No, it was the Viagra one.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. Oh, you had some solid material. You thought it was just all filler. That was pretty solid.
No, all my Valentine's Day jokes were filler.
No, that's, yeah, so were mine.
That's 100%.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
On the way, around 7, we'll have your Valentine's Day pickup lines for you. So,
oh, that's, fun. Yeah, great.
That's exciting. Before that, setting the bar story involving
illegal possession of an alligator.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So that is where we're going to go with. And it's not Florida, by the way.
Oh, it's not?
Nope.
Okay.
Not Florida. Setting the bar.
It has to be Australia. That's the only other place, I think.
Not Australia.
Wow!
All right, setting the bar stories are always stories that set the bar for your day very low, right?
Uh-huh.
Like examples of what not to do. And they always have like a little moral to them, all right?
Uh-huh.
All right, so setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without driving around with the alligator you're babysitting, even if the alligator told you really wants to, you're doing okay.
Really? Oh, come on. Like, who thought it was going to be a great idea to drive an alligator? Oh, what kind of car do we have?
Well, Tyler thought it was going to be a good idea to do just that. Tyler pulled over last week, cuffed. Police discovered he had an outstanding warrant for a probation violation.
Oopsies.
But then, that's when Tyler was like, you can't just take me away because I'm not driving alone.
Oh.
I've got Jerry, the alligator, in the passenger
Jerry,
seat.
The alligator.
I don't know if his name is actually Jerry. He was like, no, I'm just watching it for a friend who's in jail.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Tyler Watson was arrested. He had a felony warrant for violating probation, and once cops cuffed him, he told them that he had a live alligator in the passenger seat.
Yeah, that's probably not something that they hear a whole lot of in
probably
California.
Not.
Yeah.
Officers found it hanging out on the floorboard. Watson claims that he was just watching it for a friend who had been recently arrested. Watson is now charged with illegal possession of an alligator.
Yeah, you can't have alligators as pets in California. So
I guess you need to write a note.
I guess maybe if you're going to jail and you're asking your buddy Tyler to watch your alligator, then you write a little note.
Yeah.
Or maybe you ask Tyler, hey, listen, we're going to need you to understand the do's and don'ts of alligator care.
Yes, and driving it around in the car is not going to make that list.
Yeah, so Again, I don't know who you may be driving around today, but maybe let's leave the alligator at home, okay?
Really good note.
Yeah, that's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Oh, man, we are going to amp up the love on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so the love will get amped up in moments as you're going to need to screen record these, because these are going to be the pickup lines that will guarantee will work for you.
Oh, really? Yep. We're guaranteeing this is going to work?
Yep, absolutely.
All right, take notes.
That is coming up. Happy Valentine's Day.
Aw, it's so sweet. Love it.
According to our unofficial poll, most of our listeners would rather you have your significant other bring you flowers on just some random date rather than Valentine's Day.
Okay. I would say, though, in addition to, right?
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
I would argue that could be fun.
But that wasn't a choice.
Okay.
It was either or. So, yeah, most are saying random date for the flower. But, yeah, don't just say, well, I'll give it to you tomorrow when they're on discount. So if you're hoping to amp up the love today, these pickup lines are guaranteed to work.
Okay.
I will say, due to the nature of our audience right now, the naughtier ones will be around 9.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
Nudge.
So I realize you may have to listen to it on the podcast, because you probably won't be listening at 9, but just
more family friendly ones here.
But just note that the naughtier ones will be in a couple hours here.
Okay.
99.7 DJX. All right. Do you believe in love at first sight? Or should I tell Cupid to shoot you with that arrow one more time?
Okay. Feels a little violent, but all right.
Are you giving me a ding?
I mean, okay. Back in my
Thank
single
you.
Days, if anybody was attempting to throw me a line, I'm appreciating it.
Are you my wisdom teeth? Because I have a feeling I should take you out for Valentine's Day as soon as possible.
From like a dental student or a dentist, yes. That's a home run.
My friends bet that I couldn't get a super hot date for Valentine's Day. Want to go spend their money with me?
Yes, that's a good one.
Yeah,
I like that one.
These are like guaranteed to work.
Yeah, so far that's my favorite.
I'm telling you what.
Yeah. I'm letting you buy me a dinner on that one, not just a drink.
Wow. Oh, you are? Wow. Okay.
I'll sit through at least dinner.
You know what? Oh, wait. Hang on.
Wait, is that one got me moved to later?
No, yeah, let me move that one to later.
Okay.
Let me move.
All right.
You know what you would really look beautiful on this Valentine's Day? My arms.
Oh, it's so cute.
Yeah, see, look at that.
Yeah,
these
right.
are Valentine's Day pickup lines that are guaranteed to work. Do you like cats?
No.
Oh.
Wait a second. Give yourself a buzzer on that one.
No.
That one didn't work.
No.
Nope.
Because
you gotta know your audience with that one.
Because
know your
I'd
audience.
Love to take me out.
Oh, no, sir. No. Not even the cat people, I think, are going to appreciate that one. No, we're not doing a ding on that.
These are guaranteed to work this Valentine's Day. Are you my appendix?
What?
Because I have a funny feeling in my stomach that makes me feel like I should take you out.
No, that's not a good one either. I don't. Not even the anatomy students. Nope. Mm-mm.
All right.
Take that one off.
This Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make like fabric softener and snuggle.
Okay. All right. I'll let you buy me a beverage for that. I'm not going to promise dinner.
I told you. These are guaranteed to work this Valentine. All right. I'll just do like one more. All right.
Okay.
All right. One more. And remember, the naughtier ones are at 9. All right?
Okay.
All right. Even if the earth didn't have gravity, I'd still be falling for you.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir.
Look at that.
Yes.
See? Guaranteed.
I'll let you buy me a steak. And Jeff Ruby's.
Oh, wow. All right. That one's worth $200. So hopefully these all score for you as well this Valentine's Day. Remember, if you want to come back to the show, 9 o'clock, the naughty ones, all right?
We'll give you some more ammo. A little less PG.
Hashtag the show that cares. On 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. I think one of my favorite moments from the halftime show at the Super Bowl last night was when all of a sudden you start hearing 50 Cent in the club.
Yes.
This show is your birthday. We gonna party like it's your birthday.
And he's like hanging upside down like he did in his original video.
Uh-huh.
And I think one of the funniest the memes that I kept seeing was like, wow, 50 Cent is fat.
Oh,
I'm just going to say, listen, when you're a billionaire, you can eat whatever the heck you want,
it's
right?
$1.50 now. You get some guns, though, I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And
for
we
sure.
didn't expect to see him, and that was what was so great.
Yeah, and Dre and Snoop, obviously, opened it all up. And it's just like, as soon as you heard that, you're like, oh, yeah, this is going to be.
I loved the family-friendly version of Snoop and Dre.
Oh, I mean, we play those versions. Like, yes. Like they did the radio versions of those songs, and I loved
Thank
it.
Thank you for
I
that.
It. I loved it. Yeah, there was no real need to, like, bleep anything out.
No, yeah, it was good.
I mean, even when Eminem came out and did Lose Yourself, which, yep. I mean, if you're going to do any hit from Eminem,
yes.
that is the song.
I got chills.
Oh.
Man. I mean, that was my favorite part, I got to be honest.
We thought they were going to close it down with Eminem. I was like, dang.
They could have.
They are closing it down with Eminem in a crowd of Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Mary J. Blige. My gosh. Yeah. And then Mary J. Blige, man, she just looked great.
I mean, she was wearing a straight up J-Lo look.
Yes.
That's totally something I think J-Lo has wore. And she looked amazing.
It was funny because I was, you know, watching the Super Bowl with my daughters, and I had to like educate them a little bit on like Mary J. Blige. They weren't really sure about Mary J. Blige. They had heard of Eminem and they had heard that. And it was funny, like the Real Slim Shady, you know, he kind of busts into the Real Slim Shady at the very, very onset, you know.
Uh-huh.
And my daughter Zoe was like, oh, I know that song. And then she literally starts rapping it. I'm like, where have you heard that song?
Wow.
And she's like,
in what version are you listening to?
exactly. So anyways, halftime show, full performance. You can see it, WDJX.com. But yeah, pretty epic performance there for the halftime show. And yes, 50 Cent did look like a whole dollar. That's very funny. People are tweeting and texting us. I feel good stories. Do these every hour. Kelly?
I saw this video incessantly. It's about 50 seconds of cuteness. These parents of this little adorable snowboarder wearing like this dinosaur snowsuit put a microphone on her. And the audio is absolutely precious.
Tyrannosaurus. I'm a stegosaurus.
Oh no.
She said, I'm a powder source. And then she got a little, had a little tough time getting back up after falling down. She said, I'm a stegosaurus.
What a genius kid.
So cute. She's kind of like, I'm going down this big hill. Oh, daddy. You know, I think I can do it, but if I fall, it's okay. You know, so you can see the entire thing. It's up on our website, WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, so this is a saga we've been following for the better part of a week.
We've, like, fully embedded ourselves in it.
Well, and I appreciate our listener for keeping us updated, because last week she had found out that one of her good friend's job was about to change. She felt compelled to warn her.
Yeah, because the friend was about ready to go buy a car. It was going to stretch them with two jobs, let alone if one lost one.
Yeah, exactly. So we found out, like, on Friday that she ended up telling her friend, and her friend was all like, just wait.
She was mad.
Yeah, she was mad. She like accused her of not trying harder to save her job.
Yeah, which it's like she wasn't even in like her department. She's not over her deal. So I was really taken aback at how mad she got at the friend instead of saying, thank you for saving me from making this huge purchase, which could really put us in a bind.
Well, we got an update from her coming up next.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, if you ever have an issue in your life and you want us to toss it out to our listeners and see if we can get you some guidance, whether or not you actually listen to it is up to you. But
or how you interpret it.
Right. Message us at Ben and Kelly Show. Kelly, you want to give the setup, and then I've got the update for you coming up here next.
Okay, she originally reached out because she was a manager, and she's got a good friend that is in a different department, but she caught wind that there was going to be some budget cutbacks, and her friend's name was on the list, and her friend had just confided that she was going to go buy this car that was going to kind of be a little bit of a stretch, even with, you know, her job and her husband's. So she felt like, I need to tell her so she doesn't buy that car just yet. And so that's when we said, well, okay, a lot of people said no as management. You can't, you can't, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of like, there are a couple of people just like, well, maybe you can like say it in a really vague way. Like, you know, I don't know who's going to be affected, but you might want to hold off until we find out what's going on.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. And she when she, I guess, got back with us, she said that she used the word might and used the word could.
And she said, you might lose your job.
Right, right.
She was a little bit more specific than what we said you should probably be. And her friend got mad. Like, she was at the car dealership when they talked. Because, first of all, she started in text message. That was bad. We said, don't do that.
Right.
And then she called immediately. And that didn't go well. And she got really mad at her, which I think we were all caught off guard with that. Like, I didn't think she was going to be that mad at her friend because she's just the messenger.
Yeah, her friend was upset that she didn't try harder to save her job and then told her to, quote, just wait.
Uh-oh.
Because, yeah. So,
which leads me to think she was going to lash out in a big way, which could be, again, detrimental to our listener.
All right, so we did get an update last night. Well, I don't know where to begin. I couldn't have imagined anything going more wrong.
Oh, no.
On Friday, I was terrified to go into work because of how she left it with me, and I didn't know whether I should try and catch her before work to talk or just ignore her. Well, I got to work Friday, and I decided to go directly to my boss and talk to her about my friend and tell her that I was worried she might have caught wind that layoffs were coming because of how she was acting toward me.
Uh-oh.
Might have caught wind.
And might how she have caught that wind.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. She continues. She told me that there had been changes on the list we had seen earlier that week, and she would be fine.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I mean,
yay, but oh, no.
That's good, right?
That I feel like that's good, but okay.
She continues. That's when she told me to hang on and got HR on the phone and proceeded to let me go. Wow.
Oh, they knew. They knew how she got the wind.
She said I was part of the downsizing. All exclamation points. To add to my misery, I heard from another peer who I worked with that she got promoted to my job.
Oh my God. Wow. Huh. Oh, wow. Oh, that was a sharp left turn I didn't see coming.
She writes, I've tried to get a hold of her all weekend, but she won't answer my calls or texts. Now I'm thinking that she called my boss and talked her into firing me and stealing my job from me. Am I crazy? There's no way an employee could do that, could they? Convince a company not to fire her and instead promote her?
Yeah, I don't know of a lot of places that would do that.
I got a decent severance, so I'll be fine. And maybe this is a blessing because now I can separate myself from that place full of backstabbers.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well.
Next time, if there is a next time, I'll listen to you all. Thanks.
Okay. Well,
I don't think there's no way if a company is going to do layoffs. I mean, I would imagine that, there is a distinct reason why you don't tell anybody ahead of time, you know, exactly. For many, many, many different reasons. But one
hashtag
of them
changes
is,
to the list.
I was going to say, one of them is, you know, maybe that list wasn't final.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it is kind of a stretch to think how someone was initially on the list and then they're like, nope, we're going to promote you. Yay. Like, that doesn't happen a lot. So yeah, her theory might be spot on. Not sure.
Yeah. And then what kind of place is it where you can be like your big boss is like, all right, I'll listen to you. Really? Well, you know what? You sound like management material. We were literally going to fire you a second ago, but now.
Yeah, it's weird. Like I don't know. I feel like, you know what? Her attitude about it, that this could be a blessing in disguise, is good. And maybe this all kind of happened for a reason.
Yeah, maybe she didn't listen to us for a reason.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it's all part of the divine
plan. Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, thank you for the update. Sorry it turned out that way, but maybe next time you'll listen to us.
Maybe she could send her a follow-up text, say, hey, you can go get that car now. Congrats.
Oh, dang. Okay. Yeah, I don't know if anybody has a story about that sort of situation or not you want to share, but man. At Ben and Kelly Show or 502-571-9970. Yeah, a lot of people are like, man, this is, it sounds like some people had some dirt on her.
Yeah, Jason said this feels like the movie Office Space playing out in real life.
All right. All right.
I'm gonna need you to bring my stapler back.
That's right. That's it.
I'm gonna need you to come in on
movie from
Saturday.
The 90s. Right, for sure. All right, there you go. That is group therapy. Seven. We just got an update from our group therapy about the manager who tipped off her friend. Well, it was awkward because she didn't really listen to us entirely, told her friend that she was going to get let go. And then in a weird turn of events, the friend, according to our listener, convinced the manager that she should not get let go. And in turn, she got our listener's management position when our listener got let go.
Yeah, that was an unexpected turn of events.
Yeah, and sorry if that was confusing to understand. Chris messaged us and said, yeah, this situation is not all that uncommon.
Really?
And before I read you Chris's, I've got another story from a listener that said, I did that. So I'll get to that here in just a sec. But yeah, he goes on and says, yeah, if they're doing layoffs, it was probably an economic decision and not because the friend was a bad employee. And as a matter of fact, maybe she was such a good employee that they were just wanting to find a spot to keep her and chose that position. And so he says, you know, I've been on the decision end of situations like that. Definitely happens more often than you think. So, wow.
Dang.
Okay. And then we got this is like, Ben and Kelly, I want to remain anonymous because I still work here. But I did that. I saved my job when I knew I was getting let go.
Oh, my gosh.
I had seen a piece of paper sitting on my boss's desk that just said RIF. And that stands for reduction in force, by the way.
Oh, gosh.
And listed several names. I didn't really care about anyone else on the list because they weren't very good employees, to be quite honest. Uh-huh. But I saw my name. I didn't know when it was coming. So I set up a meeting that day with my boss's boss and told him I knew the economy being what it was, there could be some layoffs, and then basically showed him my value to the company, told him I would do whatever it took to help the company through this economic process.
Oh, wow. That's kind of being proactive. Like, here are my strengths without really tipping the hat that they knew they were on the list. Oh, wow, that's kind of genius.
Saved my job. Wow. Wow.
See, and nobody else, I think, had to suffer because of that.
Well, except for those poor suckers that were on that list.
Exactly. But that was smart.
Man, that was smart.
A good way to do that.
That would have, yeah. Okay, yeah, I guess that does happen a little bit more than I thought. Like, I was thinking, who in their right mind, if they are on the list, could convince their job? No. Almost like Jedi from Star Wars. Like,
right.
No,
you are
no.
You're going to fire me. You are going to promote me.
Yes, in fact, you are going to promote
me.
Give me more money. This is exactly what's going to happen. All right. That's cool. All right. That is group therapy for you here on 99.7 DJX. We're going to play a little game. It's going to be brand new, Kelly. Brand
okay,
new
I'm
game.
Excited.
So this could fall flat on its face or it could be Something that's fun, okay?
Magical and amazing.
Okay, so first, let me introduce you to Riley. Hi, Riley.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. She has black hair. She just dyed it. Looks great, by the way.
Sassy.
She's newly single. She drives a Kia, and she's eating a bagel.
Yep, pretty much.
Pretty much. Sounds delicious. You know what? This is an opportunity.
It is an opportunity for you, Riley. Okay, so it's the game's called Word Shuffle, okay?
Okay.
And maybe, Kelly, maybe we can start it with you. I don't know.
Okay.
To give, like, an example.
All right, I hope I'm a good example.
Well, if you're not, then... I think it'll be a good example of what not to do. All right, so okay. I'm going to give you a random word, and you have 5 seconds to begin singing a song with that word in it, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so okay. Boy.
Boy. Oh, that boy is mine.
Yeah, see? There you go. Yeah.
That was literally the first one that popped
Yeah,
in my
see,
head.
Riley, it's not going to be too hard, right? If Kelly can do it.
Or if I were a boy.
Oh,
that one.
See, she,
remember that one?
Yeah, yeah.
I got two. I'm really good at this game. All right. It's going to be fun. So, go Riley.
All right. So, Riley, it's Word Shuffle. Going to give you a random word. You're going to have 5 seconds to begin singing a song with that word in it. You ready?
I am.
All right. Your first word. Love.
It's for the way you look at me. You know what song? It goes, and then it spells it all out.
Keep going.
I hope that counts. Oh!
You have a great singing voice, Riley.
Oh, me, oh, my. No, I did not.
Oh, me, oh, my. All right. Wait, here. Let me.
That's really good.
All right, let me give you another one. Let me give you another one, all right, Riley?
Sounds good.
All right. Kiss. Go.
I kissed a girl and I loved it. Heck yeah. I'm so good at this.
You are really good.
I got like the next one wrong.
Dang, Riley, you are so far. You're batting 1,000.
All right. Play.
Let's do another one. Baby.
Justin Bieber, come on.
Yeah.
Baby.
All right.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Kelly, should we give her another one?
Yeah, let's go with one more.
All right.
Finish strong.
All right, we're going to go one more. Finish strong, Riley. Word shuffle. Random word. 5 seconds to begin singing the song. Mama, go.
Oh, from Queen. Bohemian Rhapsody. Mama.
Yeah.
I don't want to die if I'm not back again this time tomorrow.
I love it.
Carry on. Wow. It doesn't really matter.
How many people started singing that song with Riley? That's me.
Oh, that's great. That's great. All right, Riley, congratulations. You got yourself some tickets before you can buy them to see the Lumineers.
Yay! Thank you.
And a happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you. You too, you guys.
All right. Well, here, hang on a quick sec, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks. All right.
Why exactly are you playing Let's Get It On for this
game? I don't know. It's the most Valentine's-y sort of music I could think of at the time. Right, so that wasn't too bad of a game.
That was great. She slayed it.
Yeah, she did. She did a great job.
And she literally came up with, I think, all of the songs that I came up with first in my head.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
By the way, here, Riley, is this day a sore subject for you?
Not really. Okay. I think love is like everyday kind of thing, and then like one extra day for like some more chocolate. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay. Yes, okay. Absolutely. Right. That's a fantastic attitude.
All right, I like that attitude. That's good. Yeah. All right. Hey, hang on again, Riley. Hang on.
Yes. If I were single, I'd just go buy myself all the chocolates. It's all good.
I love it. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, and it was the culmination of, football. Last night, football is over now for the next 6 months. And the Bengals and the Rams, obviously, you know by now, Rams end up getting that victory. And I'll tell you, it was a good, like the Matthew Stafford story was a good story. Matthew Stafford is the quarterback for the Rams. He, having played in Detroit for so many years, was just not on a Super Bowl caliber team ever. So it was good.
And then look at him now.
Yeah, it was good to see him get his victory. Too bad it was at the expense of the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow. Hopefully, though, Joe Burrow and the rest of that team, they're young. They'll be able to rally and get themselves there again.
And the coaches are young. 36 and 38. I saw them flash up there last night too, which was kind of amazing.
Yeah, both of them are pretty youthful. So that being said, Kelly and I bet on the Super Bowl, a little Wheel of Dares bet. And I had the Bengals. Kelly had the Rams. So a spin of the wheel on the way. Have you thought about what you want to adorn the wheel with yet?
Yes, I have.
All I know is I got a text from you that I that found myself rummaging in my daughter's room at 3 this morning.
Well, listen, I mean, your youngest, Zoe, does some incredible makeup tutorials. All of your ladies are amazing at doing show makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife plays fiddle in some bands. Yeah. She has amazing show makeup. Your daughters are all Irish dancers.
Yeah.
They do amazing stage makeup. Okay. So I feel like some Ben stage makeup would probably be appropriate.
Okay, I mean, is there anything other than that on the wheel?
I mean, yeah, there's a couple other things.
Oh, okay.
But that's my favorite. And to be honest, full transparency, I want it to land on that because I think it would be amazing video. You could do a makeup tutorial for us live on Facebook. That would be
on
in
myself.
My mind, that's how I want it to play out.
Okay.
That's how I want it to play
out. All right. Well, I guess we'll figure out what it lands on as the Super Bowl Wheel of Dares bet comes to culmination in about 15 minutes.
Boom. Yeah.
It's Abasa, Dolores from Encanto, and you're listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
Okay.
She's so delightful.
And yeah, sorry to everyone who has just gotten that song out of their head.
Yep, sorry, Amber.
I know. Whoops. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. And every hour we give you feel-good stories. Let's do that. Okie doke. Kelly.
So when you got a loose tooth and you're eating pizza, and then oopsie daisies, you swallow the loose tooth.
Oh, no.
I mean, you know how the whole deal is supposed to work. You put the tooth under the pillow.
Yeah.
Tooth fairy
yeah.
leaves you some dough, right?
Yeah.
So this little 8-year-old is just like, listen, I got to send out a little SOS. I got to write a letter
right.
because the tooth fairy needs to know what is going down. So we wrote, Dear Tooth Fairy, I accidentally ate my tooth when I was eating pizza. What should I do?
Oh, no.
If you don't believe me, check my mouth or use an X-ray. And are you still going to give me the money?
That is an important, yes, that is an important
Let's
question.
Let's get down to brass tacks. Like, are you leaving the dough? Like, what's the requirement for leaving me the money? Do you have to have the goods? Because they're in my belly. And so we're happy to report that the Tooth Fairy did answer the letter and leave some money. So all is well. The comments were pretty cute, though. One pointed out, I love the what should I do written massive, like a cry for help, and then he crosses it out, calms down, and gives her a solution.
He's like, you know what? I need to change my tone here.
Yep, you know what? Listen, that sounded aggressive. I got some options.
That's funny.
We tweeted it. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show. And
go ahead.
I will say that this method does work. If you're in the similar situation, we had a tooth kind of crack. So it wasn't the whole tooth, and so we were a little nervous about that. So we took it to the dentist as instructed by the Tooth Fairy. The dentist did, you know, inspect it, make sure all is good, sent it then off to the Tooth Fairy. We got a letter back officially.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah. So that can work. No, have no fear.
Have no fear. All right. Good deal.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right. A sound that strikes fear into the hearts of only two people, and that is... Kelly and myself.
Everybody else loves it.
Yeah.
Because they don't have to suffer at the hands of it.
Right. It is the Wheel of Dares.
Oh, wow.
And, I got to spin it coming up.
Oh, dang. That's a lot going on there. It's a busy looking wheel now. It's got a lot of stickers. It's got a lot of things that are not great for you on there.
Oh, okay. anyways, that is coming up. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, happy Valentine's Day. And you have something to look forward to coming up right around 9. And that is something that will guarantee to work.
Well, you said guaranteed work last time. And I feel like some of those were a big failure.
The Valentine's Day pickup lines, naughty edition.
Okay.
Coming up, because we had to.
Again, you might want to know your audience with this one.
Well,
I don't know. Are these, like, good for complete strangers?
Absolutely.
Like,
why not?
Did this get you slapped?
I mean, I don't, maybe.
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 Depends on how hot you are.
Yeah, right, right. I mean, earlier in the show, we did a more family-friendly version.
Yeah.
But, you know, later in the show, we can get away with a little bit more. So the naughty version of the Valentine's Day pickup lines on the way right around 9 here on 99.7 DJX. Last night, it was a football game surrounded by a halftime show, which, man, started off. Kids were going to learn about their parents.
Yep.
It's the one and only Diego Double J. Snoop Dogg. You know what happened with the D-R-E.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all know what this is, but can y'all make some noise for my man Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, that's... Snoop and Dre, man, they didn't even miss a beat.
The living room we were in was lit. All the parents like, yes!
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And the kids were like, what?
And a thicker 50 Cent made his debut, like a surprise appearance.
It's your birthday.
Party like December. Party like December.
And I was like, man, why did they ask 50 Cent? Because, you know, he's a New York guy to be a part of it, other than this is just a banging song. He name drops Dre and Eminem in the song, remember? And I was like, oh,
yes.
Maybe that's a reason. I don't know, you know.
But wasn't, like, didn't Eminem, like, discover him? Wasn't he, like, Eminem's boy?
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. I think you're right.
That's a connection.
Yeah, and then, of course, Mary J. Blige dropping Family Affair. That sounded awesome. I mean, she just looked fantastic.
Yeah, she did.
She definitely had, and you described it earlier, as a Beyonce vibe.
No. Well, that, yes, and J-Lo. Like, she looked like she was straight wearing something that J-Lo's worn before, and Beyonce.
Yeah, for sure. I love after her set, she just collapses.
Yep.
She just fell backward onto the set.
She's like, probably like, hey, I'm going to need some assistance getting back up.
Yeah, I'm done. Kendrick sounded great. Eminem then comes out. And if you're going to do a song,
yes,
you do the hype song.
Yes.
And the girls are all, my daughters were like, oh, Mom's Spaghetti Song. I'm like, yep, it's Mom's Spaghetti Song.
Sees everything you ever wanted.
Yeah. So, one halftime more. Show, a lot of people are talking about.
Did you catch it?
Oh, man.
Just let it slip.
They should go on tour. Like, that halftime show could sell millions of dollars and go
absolutely
on tour. Yeah.
And I like the family-friendly versions, the radio-friendly edits.
I know. Thank you
for that.
They played all the versions that we play here on 99.7 DJX. So,
yep.
So good stuff, man. You can see some of those performances, WDJX.com. All right. And, there was a football game, too. And,
there was a bet that you wanted to do, sir. Wanted to do it.
Look. It's a way to keep this show interesting, Kelly. Add a little bit of excitement. Add some, you know, buy-in to the game where I know you wouldn't care anything about the game. But if there's a little bit of incentive for you to root for one team over the other, then
And
the
listen,
real
it was like a
it.
Divided room, too. There are a lot of Bengals fans in there. There are a couple of Rams fans. I said, listen, I'm going to plead my case on why we need the Rams to win tonight. And then I won some people over to my side.
Okay. Well.
Because they love me.
Well,
and that made me feel... That made me feel really good.
You got your wish. They didn't cover the spread, however, with the final score being 23-20. The spread was four and a half points, something like that. So we don't go by covering of the points on this show.
We
just go with the W. All right. So the Wheel of Dares. I think I know.
I have a favorite.
I know you do.
I want it to play out like one particular way.
I know you do. And... Football. You know, listen, this is a great example of there are winners and losers when you decide to gamble on things, all right?
Absolutely.
Gambling is an addiction. And just keep that in mind, all right? Now,
yes,
when you,
it's bad.
When you gamble on the show like we do,
Yeah, you can lose.
On sports with
big time.
A Wheel of Dares, look, there are losers and there are winners there, too. And Kelly was rooting for the Rams because she didn't really care one way or the other. I was wanting the Bengals to win.
Yes.
So, unfortunately, because of the loss, I have to spin. So now,
yeah, sure do.
Describe some of the things that are on the wheel, would you?
Since it is up to
the person who is the winner to create the Wheel of Dares for the loser. That's how it works on the show.
Yeah, and just for the record, I did take like a poll of the room I was in last night. Like, hey, you know, if this goes my way, what are some things?
Yeah.
And I will say this one comes from my husband. It's a little makeup tutorial, maybe an LA look.
LA look.
Because listen, your daughters, all of them, do amazing makeup. Mm-hmm. They do Irish step dancing.
Yeah.
They do show makeup. Your wife does show makeup. She plays fiddle in bands.
Okay.
They're amazing at show makeup. And I feel like you could do show makeup too and just be ready for a Valentine's date night.
A Valentine's date night look.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. There's also, I think, Dog Food Delight is on there. Rap a song about pandas.
Okay, pandas. Okay.
Yeah. But full transparency, I want the makeup. I want the
look. I understand.
Because I think that would make an amazing video, and sure. We are, you know, live right here.
Okay, so without further ado, I will spin the Wheel of Dares.
Let's do it, Sparky.
Sorry to all the Bengals fans that it has come to this.
Yeah, that's tough. This is just another dagger in the heart, isn't it?
As I place my fingers on the cold, steely prongs of the wheel, I'm going to let her rip.
Let's do it. Yay, yay. What's it going to be? What's it going to be? What's it going to be? What's it going to be?
Oh, that's definitely makeup tutorial. Dang it. Dang it.
I get my wish. Oh, this is going to be magical. If you are not already, log on to the Facebooks and you'll get to see the magic unfold. Did you bring what I instructed you to bring last night? I did send you a text like, hey, this is going to be a possibility. You need to bring some supplies.
Yeah, so I got a text. I didn't see it last night, but I saw it this morning at like 3 o'clock in the morning. So I'm rummaging through my daughter's, with a flashlight, I'm rummaging through my daughter's room trying to find anything. And so I didn't know what I was grabbing, but I grabbed this, so I don't know what that is.
Oh, that looks like it's got bright colors.
Yeah, it's got like palette of stuff.
Oh, wow!
Those
are really bright.
And then I got this, which I think is lipstick.
Oh, yeah, that's really going to pop.
It's called Winky Luxe.
Okay. Now, do you have a cheek color, too? Because you know what? You can, little life hack, you could probably use that for both if you didn't grab that. Wait a second. I feel like we need to change the name of what's happening right here.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, because the sound of me doing makeup on...
Uh-huh. You're going to have to do a tutorial. You're going to have to explain what you're doing.
Okay. Well, this is Take Me Back to Brazil, 35 color-pressed pigment palettes. I don't know what I'm doing, though.
Well, you're going to have to figure it out. Okay, you got the brush. That's good.
All right. So should I do, like, I guess, what color should I start with?
You're going to start with the, let's see. I feel like with what you're wearing, the brighter the better. I think, you know what? To kind of match the background that we have here, do some purple. Do some purple. Up, you know, like on
like
the
on
lower
the,
lid.
On the eyes?
You can highlight with some brighter colors.
So I guess I'm applying this to the makeup brush.
Yeah.
And
then you stroke
you
from like from the inside to the outside. There you go.
Is this how you do it? Is that good?
That's bright. Okay, well, lower lid though, get down by your lash line.
It's gonna look like I have a black eye.
Yes. Yes, it does perfectly. No, that's too high. You got to go lower lid first with the darker colors.
Lower lid
and
first.
You're going to highlight by your eyebrow with the... No, not underneath her eye.
I thought you said underneath. No, I thought you said...
No, eyelid, lower eyelid. Oh. You're on your eyelid still. Look where I'm pointing. Right here.
Okay.
Okay, do that part.
Okay, so again, I'm doing an LA look because I lost the wheel of hair.
You just get, no, wait, not there. Wait, not there. Stay on your lid, honey. There you go. There you go. You do look like you just got sucker punched.
It does. Why do I look like that?
You need to fix that. Yeah. We're going to need some, some highlighter.
Hang on. All right. Do I need to do a different color?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, maybe. Well, you get make sure you're matching the other eye.
Oh, I need to do the other eye?
You don't want to look completely crazy.
Yeah, I would hate to look crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I think we're doing good.
Yeah.
All right, I tell you what. We're going to take a break. I'll keep it rolling for you online if you want to take a look at that.
Yeah, you can watch the rest of it play out. Jennifer loves it so far. Look, I mean, seriously, you match the background of our video perfectly. Like, I think it's a good choice. We're going to add some more color into this. We're going to add some lip, you know, and then check back for the final product.
Okay.
All ready for date night.
All right. All ready for date night.
Yeah.
On 99.7 DJX. We have been trying here, and actually off the air, I have been trying to apply this makeup because the LA look is what it landed on for the Wheel of Dares.
You brought an amazing palette.
I do. I have a... Do I look all right?
Oh, well.
I look like a clown, Kelly. I thought you said this was going to make me look good, and this was a Valentine's Day look.
Full transparency, you didn't necessarily completely follow my... Get by your eyelashes. Do you know where your eyelashes are?
I don't want to get it in my eyes.
You can get closer. You can get closer. Just go slow. But you don't want that, like, high up. You're doing black. There you go. That's better.
Like that?
Yeah, but you need to blend a little bit more because...
I do. I look like I got
punched. The other side. Blend that in a little bit. There you go.
How do I blend it in?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah. And I'm going to need some more lip color. Your lips need to pop.
How do I do that?
It should be a little brighter.
Because the lip... Oh, man.
The lip is really what finishes it off. Something bright.
I should have done something different on my... I got black on my lips accidentally.
Yeah. Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. Somehow. Okay. Has that ever happened to you, Kelly, when you're applying makeup, you accidentally get black on your lips?
No.
Are you sure?
No, that never happens. Don't put the eyeshadow brush on your lips.
That was my mistake.
That is a no-no.
I did accidentally do that.
Okay. We do only lipstick on the lips.
Okay.
So put down the brush, pick up the lipstick tube, what's the color?
It is just pink, but it's by Winky Lux, I guess.
Winky Lux. Okay, that's good. Because in a proper tutorial, you're sharing the products that you're using.
Absolutely. I'm an influencer now on YouTube. This has an actual flower inside it.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. All right.
All right.
You're just going to finish this off, right?
Oh, yes. That's a little bit better. If you just keep piling it on, it gets a little darker.
All right. We good?
Yeah. Wait, hold it up again. I get another screenshot. All right. I like that.
Okay.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Thank you. Okay. Are you satisfied with your Wheel of Dares bet?
Yeah, I'm
going
to need for you to keep this a whole day because you're ready for date night. It's Valentine's Day. Yay.
Okay.
I think your ladies are going to love the effort that you put into your look.
All right. That'll be good when I'm meeting with...
you have meetings today?
Yeah. This will be great. This will be great. Fantastic. How do you get this off? Do you get this off?
Nope. You know what? It's got to live for a little bit. Okay. It's got to live for a little bit.
Okay. So thank you, Bengals.
Great look. Mm-hmm. That's good.
All right. Congratulations. There you go.
Well done.
I look treacherous. I would run away from someone who looks like me.
If you practice more, work on the technique, I think it might turn out a little bit better next time.
Okay. Happy Valentine's Day. I hope that whatever you do today, it's filled with, appreciation and love for maybe your significant other. So we have for you some lines that are guaranteed to work.
Guaranteed?
Guaranteed to work.
Is it PG-13?
Earlier in the show, we did a more family-friendly version of this, okay? Mm-hmm. This is the version for the more mature audience.
Okay.
If I had a garden, I'd put your tulips and my tulips together.
Oh, cute. Sassy. All right.
Did you ask for a Snickers this Valentine's Day? Because I want you to satisfy me.
Oh, okay. Getting dicier.
These are lines that are guaranteed to work this Valentine's Day. May or may not, but guaranteed.
Okay.
Happy Valentine's Damn!
I like that one. That works. Yeah.
I was feeling a little off today.
Uh-huh.
But you definitely just turned me on.
Cute.
All right. Yeah.
That works. I'll let you buy me a drink.
All right, good. I'd like to take you to the movies this Valentine's Day, but they don't let you bring in your own snacks.
Oh, because you look like a snack?
That's right.
Yeah.
These lines like guaranteed to work. Guaranteed. Uh-huh. Do you like Valentine's Day sales?
Yes.
Because clothing is 100% off at my place.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. You need to be real hot to pull that one off.
Two more. All right. Two more.
All right.
For Valentine's Day, let's put on some Netflix and not watch it.
Oh, sassy. I like that.
All right. And these lines that are a little bit more naughty to guarantee to work.
All right.
In honor of Valentine's Day, let's call me Cupid. Can I stick my arrow in you?
Oh my God, no! No! We can't say that to a stranger. That is not, no. We need to be dating her for a while before we say that.
There you go. There you go.
Okay.
100% awesome. Guarantee will work. All right.
Okay, some of them we're going to need like different levels of relationship. Not all those are going to be great for a complete stranger at the bar.
All right. Well, happy Valentine's Day from the Beautiful. Show that cares here at 99.7 DJX. He asked her what all of us were kind of wondering surrounding her canceled Vegas residency.
You know, if you have a ticket, are you holding on to that for years?
It's happening this year.
Oh, this year?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, fantastic.
Have you been reading the papers? Absolutely happening this year. Oh,
okay. Oh, perfect.
Yes.
Oh, very good. Very good.
I want a baby next year.
threw that in there quick.
I know. I'm going to have a baby next year.
I have plans next year. Imagine if I had to cancel shows because I'm having a baby.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
The way
then she was coy about whether she was engaged or not.
Right, exactly.
She's like, listen, if I was, I'm not going to tell you.
So, yeah, Adele there on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good. Every hour we give you feel good messages, Kelly.
This is so adorable. So there's a little girl dressed up in like a dinosaur snowsuit and she's snowboarding.
Okay.
And her parents put a microphone on her and then just followed her with a video camera so you can hear what she's saying. And it's really adorable. At the end, they kind of ask her, you know, what kind of a dinosaur she is.
Pterosaurus.
Oh, she fell over.
Pterosaurus.
I'm a Stegosaurus.
Yep. She couldn't get up. She fell down a little bit and had some hard time getting up. The whole time she's kind of like, I'm going down this hill. Let's go, Daddy. And what if I fall? It's okay.
I love it.
It's really adorable. You can see the entire thing. It's on our website, WDJX.com.
Last night during the Super Bowl, did you see that commercial of the QR code that was changing colors, that was just bouncing across the screen.
And everyone was just like, half the people in our room was just like, that's the dumbest commercial I've ever seen. And then the other half had their phones out and they were.
Yeah.
I
know.
Trying to get it.
Well, and my family, we were like, oh, is it ever going to hit the corner? Is it ever going to hit the corner? You know? Uh-huh. And we were enthralled with that. And I was like, you know what? It doesn't say anything about what that is. At least there was a flash at the very end, like that was on the screen for maybe a half a second of what it was all about. It was like a Coinbase or something like that. But they spent $14 million for a 60-second commercial during the Super Bowl.
$14 million for that?
Of just an image, a QR code bouncing across the screen. It crashed the site.
Did it really?
It got so many people getting their phones out and doing exactly what the people at your party did that it crashed the site.
So just bringing it up crashed it? Or did people... Like clicked up. Would it, was it you buy something?
Well, it was a Coinbase. It was for crypto. And so, so many people went to the site because that's where the QR code takes you. It takes you to the site. So many people went to the site, it crashed it. So
they just need to get to the site, not necessarily like buy the crypto.
I don't know what it was for exactly. I know it was for a crypto site, but anyways, that was just one of the many Super Bowl commercials that were, I thought that was great in its simplicity. And I think
you thought it was great.
Yeah. I thought it was great because it left a lot of mystery. And then people like the people at your party who are getting their phones out and doing exactly what it wants it to.
It was effective. It wasn't entertaining. Here's the thing. I was largely disappointed in the caliber of the commercials. Like, I wasn't super impressed with any of them, really. There was one that I thought was kind of clever, and that was Jim Carrey reprising his cable guy role.
Yeah.
I think it was, like, Verizon? Was it Verizon?
Yeah. Did you know that Ryan Reynolds was in a Super Bowl commercial?
No. Yes. Which one?
Hi, can I get a...
The McDonald's one?
Get in the McDonald's.
Ooh, can I get a...
Now, you know that Kanye made an appearance on this one, you know? It's people like at the drive-thru that are...
I missed this one.
Oh, no. So it's a bunch of people that, you know, they go to the drive-thru at McDonald's and no one ever knows what to get because there's so many great items. That was like the gist of it. And so they're like, can I get a, you know, and then you're going to...
Go, Bubba, go! Pick me! No, pick me!
Okay, so who was Ryan Reynolds?
Who was Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds was the voice of Grimace, the purple like monster character of McDonald's, and I will
really
it was about right around here.
Go!
Pick me!
That right there, that's Ryan Reynolds.
Wow. Yeah. Didn't know that. And can we also, I feel like this is an elephant in the room that we haven't yet brought up. Why the heck did they feel the need to bring in The Rock as like a hype guy before the game? Like, you had the coin toss, right? And then it's like, just do kickoff. What are you doing? I don't understand. And the internet had the same questions.
Yeah, I know.
They were like,
I thought that was a little bit.
It's like, what's
interesting,
happening?
Interesting, yeah.
Was that necessary? I don't think that was necessary.
Number five. Most downloaded song on iTunes this morning is Lose Yourself, Eminem. Number four, Still D.R.E. From Dr. Dre. Family Affair, Mary J. Blige. Number three, The Next Episode. That was the number two most downloaded track on iTunes there from Dr. Dre. And then, you know, from Jungkook, BTS, Stay Alive. That was number one, but that's nationwide. But obviously, the halftime show certainly. And this is why they don't pay them.
They know it's going to give them a little bump in the sales.
100%. Like the top 10 most downloaded songs on iTunes, 8 of them outside of Ed Sheeran and Jungkook are from the halftime show.
Wow.
So well done. Well done. It's 99.7 DJX. By the way, today, Valentine's Day, you still can get that $1,000 from Cupid's cash. All right.
When's the deadline?
Well,
how much time do we have?
Well, you can do it through the end of the month. We're just going to keep it up through the end of the month.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, so it's not like a rush today to get it done. But but we want to still shoot you with an arrow of cash. And that's going to happen by going to WDJX.com, a click on win. Okay.
Yeah, but enter every day for the best chances.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Valentine's Day, what is your plan? Are you doing anything like fun today?
No.
Do you know of any plans that your husband is doing or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
But I got my, as predicted.
Yes.
I got my,
your heart of assorted chocolates.
Yeah, it's tradition.
It is tradition. Yep. It is one that you've come to expect almost.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's good.
Yes. And so I'm going to eat some of those.
I think you should enjoy that.
Yep, I'm going to. What about you? Are you? Do you have anything planned?
I think we're doing a sushi wine night.
Ooh.
Yeah, my daughters all are going at the same time to dance tonight. So I was like, all right, we'll take that. I'll take that opportunity, and you know,
perfect timing.
Yeah, yeah. Do like a little maybe romantic at home sort of thing. Because stupidly, I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll just call around, or I'll just see if there happens to be any sort of restaurant
you
open.
You needed to do that a month ago.
Yeah, I was going to say. And I really didn't think that there would be any, but I was just like, oh, let me just check a few places that are kind of nearby. And yeah, they're
precious.
Exactly. I patted myself on the head for even attempting that. I was like, oh, and that was cute, Ben. That was cute.
That's really adorable. Now, listen, a couple of things on the website. There is a really cute, a little parody song about what women really want. Hashtag chores are sexy.
Okay.
You could think about doing that. Also, I got a little playlist up there, a little Valentine's playlist for your inspiration.
Oh.
Digging in there, went on the YouTubes and say, hey, let's search some romantic songs, and forgot about a lot of them. Put that on the list. That's a little start to curate your little soundtrack for me.
Are there any on there that are featured that would be great for you? That you would recommend?
Listen, the very first one, Bruno Mars, starting off pretty strong.
All right.
I'd say that's a pretty solid start if you start with a little Bruno and you work your way down the list. There's some really good ones.
Well, that's what you should be doing tonight anyways. Start at the top and work your way down. Yeah?
Hello.
All right. Well, enjoy your Valentine's Day. And I think that'll do it. So
And if you haven't yet checked out the result of the Wheel of Dara spin, Ben's final look, I mean, I think it's a consensus that we need to work on your technique.
I don't have a lot of practice putting on makeup, much to the surprise of probably many.
Yes, well, I'm just saying, you are surrounded by a bunch of women who are really skilled at it.
Yeah.
Just watch your 10-year-old's makeup tutorials on Instagram, and you'll get some tips.
I could do that. All right, well, you can see that and more up at the website at WDJX.com. And, of course, if you missed anything, including the guaranteed lines that will be sure.
Guaranteed, hashtag not guaranteed.
Guaranteed, hashtag not guaranteed to work. There is the clean version and the naughty version, all right?
All right.
Up at the website at WDJX.com. Click listen. Have a great Valentine's Day.